Hi, this is Rabbi Dave Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnah Yomi. We're in Parah, Perek 7, Mishnah 9, and Mishnah 10. Misha hayu meimav al ketefo, v'hora hora, v'hera la'cherim es haderech, v'harag nachash vakrav, v'natal ochalim latzniyam, puzzle. So if a man who had water on his shoulder decided a law, or showed others the way, or killed a snake or a scorpion, or took food to the store, it is rendered unfit, but food to eat, it is fit. Ochal and lachlan kasher. Now, hanachash va'akrav shehayim akvin oso kasher. The snake or the scorpion, which were hindering him, if it was hindering him, then it's fit. Amar Rav Yehuda. Zeh haklal, kol davar shehu mishum malacha, bein amud, bein lo amud, pasul. Davar she'ena mishum malacha, amud pasul, v'im lo amud kasher. So the general rule is that whatever has the character of malacha, whether he stopped or did not stop, it's rendered unfit. Whatever does not have the character of malacha, if he stopped, it's rendered unfit, but if he did not stop, it is fit. Okay, so if he decided a law while he's carrying the water on his shoulder, and he instructed others regarding what is prohibited or permitted, impure or pure, or in civil laws, or showed others how to reach their destination, or he killed a snake or a scorpion, or took food to store it, the water is considered unfit, because dealing with something else before placing the ashes in the water is a hesach hadas, it's a distraction. But if he took food so he can eat it, then the water is still fit, because eating helps his bringing the chatzat water by giving him strength. So it's not a hesek adas, it's not a malacha, etc. Now, if the snake or the scorpion were hindering him, they were blocking his way and he killed it, then it's fit, because again, it's enabling him to carry the water. So we say the general rule again is whether he stopped or he did not stop, etc. If it's a malacha, it's unfit. However, if it's not a malacha, if he stopped and it entailed a delay, so then it's unfit because of hesek adas. But if he did not stop, right, so or what he did enabled him to continue, right, so then the halacha follows Rav Yehuda, and it is fit. Mishnah 10. Hamoser meimav litame psulin litahar ksherin. If a man handed his water to one impure, it's unfit. If it's to somebody who is pure, then it is fit. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af litame ksherin im lo asu habalim malacha. Also, to one who is impure, it's fit if the owner didn't perform a malacha with it. So he collected this water for sanctification, and he hands it to someone who's impure, right? So again, so therefore it's impure because the safeguarding is ineffective, for one himself impure will not guard it properly. But if it's someone who's pure, so even if the owner performed a malacha, the water is not rendered unfit, because it's under the charge of the watchman, and if the watchman performs a malacha, he renders the water unfit. As once in charge, he takes the place of the owner. But if the owner, again, performed a malacha, then it's fine, because, again, it's under the watchman. Now, Rabbi Eliezer says that if the owner did not perform a malacha, even though if he's impure, it's fit, because the owner did not distract his attention from it and remains under his charge. So if the owner did not perform a malacha before the water was sanctified, it's fit. If the owner did, then it's unfit. But if he entrusted the water to one who is pure, so then even if the owner performs a malacha, because it's under the watchman's charge, it's still fit. Tomorrow we'll learn Mishnah 11 and Mishnah 12.